Welcome to another episode, guys. Just wanted to let you know that this is a Instagram live recording. Did a topic of this on one of my Wednesday morning lives. If you want to tune in live next time, check in Wednesday mornings, 8 a.m. EST over the summer, and you can interact live with content just like this. But in case you missed it, here you go. I recorded it for the podcast. Let's go. You're listening to the Hannah Ashton Podcast, the show for dreamers and achievers, and where women can learn how to create their own digital success that leads to a healthy and happy career. I'm your host, Hannah, a YouTuber, entrepreneur, public speaker, and college student, and I am so glad you're here. I can't wait to spill all my secrets and all my interviewees' tips with you all today. So let's get started.
Today's topic, like I said, I didn't mention this yesterday on Instagram stories like I have the past few times. It is how to find your passion, which is actually like a really big topic. Well, first let me say, I get a lot of questions on my social media and a lot of comments saying, oh my goodness, Hannah, it's so awesome you found your passion so young, meaning YouTube, entrepreneurship. How can I find my passion in high school or in college or even like right out of college or wherever you are in life? And I just want to preface this live by saying that, you know, you don't have to know your passion in high school. Like, that's kind of what life is for, figuring out as you go along. And I don't know, like, right now my passion is YouTube and entrepreneurship, and I love it. I love helping women with YouTube channels. I love making videos. I love doing these lives and speaking inspirationally. But maybe that will change in 10 years, and that is totally okay. So do not feel like you have to have your life figured out at the moment at all, because the whole point of like life is finding things you love. Not the whole point of life, but a great thing about life is finding things you love along the way and finding new passions. But this topic today, the tips I'm going to go over are kind of like, maybe you don't know what you want to study in college, or maybe you're out of college and you're in a job that you don't love and you just want to figure out how to start doing things that you love and how to branch out and maybe eventually work in this passion. But also, some people don't want to have their passion be their work because that'll ruin it for them, and that's totally okay. So your passion can just stay a hobby. You don't have to work in your passion.
As you guys know, this podcast is sponsor free, but I wanted to tell you all about the course that I love, made and created for you by yours truly. And that is my 4 weeks to launching and sustaining a successful YouTube channel. I put my heart and soul into this course, and I'm so happy to be sharing it with you guys. So if you want more information on how you can launch your dream YouTube channel and know the tools and knowledge of a 5-year YouTuber just in 4 weeks or less, then hop on over to my website, hannahashton.com. And go under course. It'll also be in the show notes of this podcast on there. Okay, hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and get started. These were some tips I've read, some tips that I've just come up with, and some tips I've been told for, you know, as a senior, and we're all transitioning into this new stage of our lives, all of us seniors, either from college graduates or high school graduates. We're all going through this together, and I know it can be intimidating if you don't really know what you like, but I hope these next few tips will help you out. So we're going to take this really chill today. Like I said, I'm pretty tired. And my first tip to finding your passion or just getting back into things you love is to narrow down what you don't like about the things you do now. So this really works well if you're in a job or you're studying something in school, like in college, like a major, and you're in a bad mood all the time, you hate going to the classes, you hate going to work every day, and you're like, okay, I need to change. But when trying to figure out what to change to, that can be pretty difficult. So first, narrow down, literally write down a list, pen and paper, here you go, pen and paper, write down a list of what you don't like about what you're doing currently. Is it the long hours if you're working? Is it you don't get summers off? Is it the time of day of your classes for that major? Is it the people you're working with or next to? Is it the math work that is involved? Is it the extra reading that is involved? Like, figure out what you don't like about what you're currently doing so that when you go to change, you know what to look out for and what to steer clear from. And I feel like really narrowing down the bad will help you also find the positive. So that's the next thing you can do, is write down the things you do like. And if there's nothing, that's okay. That's why you're changing. But I'm sure there are some positive things, even if it's just that you love the coffee maker in your workplace or you love your professor in that class. So write down the good and the bad, pro and cons. My next question to ask yourself is, what did you like when you were young? Because once you get into middle school and high school, I feel like you start being influenced by outside voices and kind of like what's cool, what's good for you at the moment. Take this path with your life. This will bring you success. This will bring you happiness. But when you're really young and you're 4 to 8 years old, you're just enjoying life and you go outside to play, or you stay inside and play if you liked the indoors more. So go back to what you liked when you were young. Did you like to finger paint? Did you like to ride your bike? Did you like to just play around on the piano or just like with musical instrument toys? Figure out what you love to do before anyone started influencing the things you loved. And that can lead to kind of the area or the niche that you may want to go into now. So if you just like to mess around on a keyboard when you were little and that brought you joy, just like making music, then maybe take some piano lessons or guitar lessons and kind of see where that leads. And you can just, yeah, find your niche by going back to the things you loved when you were young. And then once you kind of figure out what you like to do back then, try new things. Like I said, take guitar lessons, take a painting class. That's something my mom wants to do. Shout out to her. She a few years ago, decided she loved art. She's always been in the arts, but especially like painting. And so she wants to go back to a local college and take painting classes, which I think is awesome. So just really try new things. Like, you're never too old to learn something new, and you want to be a lifelong learner. So if you're in college or in the workforce and you just absolutely hate what you're doing, try something new. Even if it's just waking up earlier and going online and watching YouTube videos on the thing you want to learn more from. Like, you don't have to pay money even for these classes. You can learn whatever you want online, basically. So my next question is, what makes you smile every day? So this is kind of going to writing down the pros of what you're doing, but what makes you smile in your day? It doesn't even have to be related to your major, your school, your work, but even if it's just like going to your favorite coffee shop and meeting like the barista you love every morning, like, what things make you smile every day? Really think into the details. It doesn't need to be anything big. Find a niche or a job or a major that would offer you more of those smiles. Okay, and then my last question I have for you to kind of ask yourself when figuring out where you want to move to and what you do and to find your passion is, what would you do if money didn't matter? This kind of goes also with the, what did you like when you were a kid? Because when you were a kid, money didn't really matter for the most part. You know, you maybe had a sense of money, maybe you came from money, maybe you didn't, but you most likely, child labor laws, weren't making money. And so it didn't have the same value to you when you were 3 as it probably does now. So what would you do if money didn't matter? And that may totally open it up, because I know so many people, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but most people get a job because they want to be able to live a life that they desire. And that's awesome. And so you could definitely have the job that gets you the money to live off of. But then also make sure you're still pursuing these passions, even if it's just on the side, even if it's just on the weekends. Like, you don't have to make your passion, I said this at the beginning, but you don't have to make your passion your job. You can also have that job to fuel your passions. And I think that's a big thing now. Everyone's pushing, live your dreams, like, do what you love for work, make money doing what you love, which I think is awesome. But for some people, that just doesn't work. They want to have the job that they're great at, they make good money, and with that, they're able to do the things that they love on the side, on the weekends. They get to take painting classes, they get to go out with their families, they get to learn how to jet ski, whatever it is they want to do. So think about what you would do if money didn't matter. So for all those in right now, I'm going to quickly go over the questions that I asked all of you. And this is kind of just to figure out, find what your passion is, find things that you love doing and some things to maybe start doing in your life to bring a little bit more happiness. Here are the main questions I asked everyone to ask themselves, and you can write these down. 1, in your job or major or whatever you're wanting to change, narrow down what you don't like about it. 2, what did you like to do when you were a kid, when you were young? 3 isn't a question, it is just a statement to try new things. Figure out what you like to do when you were a kid and go back to that. Take new lessons, try something new. 4, what makes you smile every day? It can be even little small things. And 5, what would you do if money didn't matter? So ask yourself those questions, write down your answers, and hopefully that can help you curate a new love that you can pursue, a new passion. So let me know what you guys thought of this topic. Like I said, it can go much deeper, I feel like. But like, again, I just want to reiterate what I said at the beginning, that you don't have to find your passion in high school. You don't have to find your passion in college. You don't even have to find your passion when you're 30, 40, whatever. Like, don't pressure yourself, because that takes the fun out of it. That takes the fun out of trying new things. And I think you can have so many passions in your life. Like I said, my passion right now is YouTube and filming and speaking and entrepreneurship, but that may change in 10 years or 5 years or 20 years. And that's okay. That's part of life.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Now I want to know your thoughts. Post a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your Instagram story and tag me. We can then have a fun DM chat about all things business, social media, life, and honestly, whatever else. Let me know what you want to see more of in this podcast and what you already love about it in an iTunes review, and I will catch y'all next time. Just remember to dream, believe, and achieve. Bye!